future, people will, in med schools will look at the body in the anatomy classes, and they'll have the TV body melded on there, maybe in the form of a tattoo. They'll also have the post-medium of TV, the chip body. Now, the popular culture always expresses this. What is popular, which would be, your mother would have died if she knew in 1950s, that everybody in the 80s and 90s running around with tattoos all over them at the age of 13. They also wouldn't like the fact they're putting little studs in their ears, genitals, chest, tits, wherever. You know what I mean? I see the tattoos. McLuhan said TV tattoos are skin. Skin is tactile. That's the external metaphor of tactility. It's the thing that holds the whole body together and is the physical or whatever, biological version of the internal tactility. So we, TV tattoos the tactility. So kids and everybody adopted tattooness. So tattoo became a nonverbal way of communicating and acknowledging the TV body. And the chip body, which comes later, is like a little crystal. It's moving towards that. That's the stud you put in your ear or your nose or your tongue. All right? That's the symbol of the chip body, which is spread through the culture. McLuhan's point that popular culture and highbrow culture is always reflecting the present, which is not known because the fish don't know they're in water. So we have to realize that we have a physical body. We don't know what our bodies are. And I call it the mystery body. We've been exploring our body for millennia. Over the last 100 years, we were told the body was made up of chemicals and chromosomes and cells and genes and all that IG Farm chemical stuff. Biology, in quotes. That's what we think our physical body is. But unbeknownst to us, other bodies have been growing. Many cultures acknowledge the spiritual body, which is, I call the astral body, and it's just the part of the body that the mystery body, which is what we're made, we don't know what we're made up of, but we do know that that mystery body longs for something greater than itself, or another dimension of some release or whatever. And some cultures believe there is another place, and they go there. So we have the astral body. There's our basic doubleness, the physical body and the astral body. Excuse me, the mystery body. But the West says it's a chemical bag of chemicals. The East, and other non-West cultures, say there's also the astral body. We express the astral body just by having religion. So we have the physical body and the astral body. That's our basic doubleness. You say it's mind-body, soul-body. The Android meme has simulated that doubleness with the TV body, which is what we can see and experience sensorially, so it's a miming of our physical IG fiber and chemical body from the West point of view. The chip body is a miming simulation of the astral body because nobody can see the chip network. You're just there, as Arthur Clarke says, all technology is magic. You think it's magic. You do this and there it is. You are cloned ESP. You've cloned the astral parts of ourselves. So we have four bodies. For the West, their interpretation of this mystery body is physical. And then we have the astral body. The simulation is the TV of the physical and the chip simulation of the astral. But there are five bodies. We are still exploring what we are. And we've just realized now we have four constituents. There may be more things to discover. Where we're at that point in 100 years where everything has disappeared, what body is that? And what's the body that knows if it presses that button in 500 years it will forget everything? So we're still exploring what we are. And what we are is a mystery body that we're still learning about. So we are a mystery body. We now know it seems to have a physical component, an astral component, but Bob Knowledge brings in the TV component and the chip component. So always insist that we have four bodies, and my wife did it on CNN a couple weeks ago. She was on for talking about colds and flus and alternative remedies with these three Android meme processors. Three women imitating The View. It seems to be a meme that you can't have a talk show unless you have three women because you clone every standard Nielsen rating breaker. So The View format, which has four women, is on this Fringe channel, financial network within CNN. So these three women are interviewing Carol. And so they say, well, these are all great to have these remedies, but I'll take them when I feel I got a cold, but I would like to know I'm going to have a cold so I could take it. I can't feel the cold in me until I feel it. But then it's too late. So Carolyn said, well, the solution to that is to become aware of your physical body, tune into it several times a day. Just start feeling and saying, do I feel anything off? So she advocated that. But then she said, but the problem is, we have a TV body and a chip body. And that distracts us from our awareness of the physical body. So it's very hard to tune into your physical body. They said, okay. Then they said, Well, great having you here, Dr. Show's over. But there's someone using Bob knowledge. I recommend you all do it. It explains a lot of things. I met someone last week who works in with ghetto criminals in New York City, kids. And she says they don't care about having social community respect. They just like listening to their Walkmans and watching TV. I said, you're interpreting that being there as a physical body that has social community. That's only one-fifth of themselves, or one-quarter. Don't bring in the mystery body. That confuses everybody. But one-quarter. Do the physical, astral, TV, and chip. You're just talking to one-quarter of that person. When the person says, I don't care about social community, that's the TV body speaking. The one that must consume and breathe like oxygen, all the media diet that the TV body and the chip body provides. So she says, yeah, that makes sense. Once you say it, it makes total sense. We got more than one organ than what we're taught.
So just asking the others. They're vying for their attention.
They all need to be fed. You need to breathe. The physical body needs oxygen. Media content, which is what this guy realizes in the end. Media are real. We breathe this stuff. We're not going to stop it. It's just going to keep coming. Get used to it. And so he lays out 8 ways you can respond. Think of the... and this is the punchline. I started with this. I got to go full circle. He has 8 types of media consumption trying to control the sense of a media torrent. The first thing is to become a fan. One strategy is to become a total obsessed fan over some media content. The next strategy is to become a content critic. He got that much from McLuhan and Neil Postman, that there's form and content. So you argue with the content. That's another mental posture as you consume the Android meme. The third level is the paranoid. He actually thinks something's being said, something's being controlled, and he's got to deal with that. Doesn't know there's nothing there controlling anything. All right? That's the paranoid. The next one is the exhibitionist. The one who says, well, since it's all phatic, I'll just do something absurd. That's the Jerry Springer show. All right? That's another stance. All these would be the mythic stages that are resonating around the nowhere zone and adopting transitory stages. We all go through all these stages ourselves at different points. So the fifth one is the ironist, and he goes in and describes it. I'll just assume you're getting a general meaning what it means. The ironist takes an ironic view, accepts the media, puts it down, but still loves watching it the next day and sort of half believes it. The next strategy is the jammer. A whole alternative culture is geared around jamming media. Hackers, all right? They think it's worth hacking. They believe it. Then there's the secessionist who says, I won't even adopt media, forgetting that speech is media. See, they still think media, electric media, is only media. But anyways, they try to secede. And then the final strategy is to abolish the whole stuff, the abolitionist. So you can be a fan, a content critic, an exhibitionist, a paranoid, an ironist, a jammer, an abolitionist, or a secessionist. Those are the 8 strategies. The Gurdjieffian archetypes, if you want to get cool. That's the new Android Mean Octave. And I rest my case with that amazing abstract scintillation about Gurdjieff. Thank you.
Bob, just by way of thanks, I hope you'll come back, even by virtue, because I know you're in New York now. Maybe we can get you on a video conference or something and do part 2.
Android Meme would like that.
Android Meme would like that. You got to nerd.